I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord and a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
In Boston and Massachusetts, preparing for a huge nor'easter.
Oh my gosh. How much snow? It's like 2 feet?
12 to 18 inches in some parts.
I heard 2 feet.
Well, it all depends on where you are.
Where you are,
yeah.
Because some could be 6 inches, some are over 18 inches. Mm. But of course, that means get the milk, get the eggs.
Oh, yeah. No,
get the bananas.
But the shelves are already.
Yeah. I know. They're already empty, so I'm sure it's going to be bad times. But, yeah, people in Massachusetts flooding their local grocery stores.
Nothing like one-stop shopping. It's busy here. You know, the bigger the storm, you really have to just add the days to the storm preparation. Folks talk about the Chelsea salt pile. Well, we have our own little salt pile called Ice Melt that folks are real interested in. And it is heavy, and there's plenty here. Now, the snow is still days away, but the traffic at the checkout lines here at the Chelsea Market Basket is already bumper to bumper. Shoppers are stockpiling
vegetables. What are you getting to stock up and prepare for the nor'easter?
Did you guys hear the storms coming?
Yeah, big, 12 to 18 inches of snow and stuff.
Yeah, I got this whole cart full of nachos and cheese.
Someone was loading up the nachos and cheese. She was pouring like the biggest scoop of nacho cheese you've ever seen.
Yeah, they say we could be snowed in for up to 3 days. So.
She got 3 days worth of nachos and cheese?
About 6 days of nachos and cheese.
Just the bare necessities.
So, most survivalists will tell you that you're going to want to have nacho cheese.
Exactly.
Emergency help.
Exactly.
It lasts forever.
It can save your life. It can save your life.
Covers the whole food pyramid, you know?
Yeah.
Cheese, meat.
Yeah. Let's get back to the story here.
Lunch rush is daily at Kelly's Roast Beef in Revere, which hasn't closed in forever for a storm. But the Auntie Pizza, another staple, they will close to allow snow and sand removal without the obstacle of customer cars.
I represent the Point of Pines and Riverside, which we're concerned about. Riverside, especially the last couple of storms, the water has really come into the neighborhoods.
Oh, my.
And this is January 17th, not long ago, the wall at Shirk Beach. It's taken a beating in the past, but the winds and the tides are expected to be in the city's favor. Low areas, of course, like Beachmont and Riverside, typically get water into the neighborhoods because of the surge. Revere reporting 900 tons of salt at the ready. And here at Market Basket, you can get the salt, the pepper, the milk, the bread, and all the sweets you need.
Someone said, why is it? Explain to me why people rush out to get their milk and eggs. Because they're not sure how long they're going to be in the house.
Yeah.
They think they're going to get trapped.
Groceries.
Well, also, just people hate driving in it. So,
well, it seems like it might be kind of hard to drive in it a bit.
Yeah.
If it's that much snow.
If they get as much as they're predicting.
It's going to dig out of
It's going to be bad. Every couple of years, Massachusetts gets one of these massive snowstorms where they just, you know.
Right on the ocean there.
Get blasted.
Some people are just leaving, but...
Like getting out of town?
Getting out of town.
Yeah,
that may be a good idea. I was trying to see. Yeah, look, 18 to 24 inches in like Marshfield.
24 inches.
Boston's in that area, too, of 18 to 24 inches. 12 to 18 inches.
In how much time? Like, that's the thing. Like, so just on Saturday?
Quick, right?
I think well, that's what I mean. So, like, how much snow is falling... When you're going to get 2 feet of snow, like just, it's like a blizzard the whole time.
Yeah, blizzard blowing snow.
It's going to start in late Friday, late tonight, and continue all day tomorrow. whiteout conditions. And
someone
said, my family owns a liquor store in Springfield. They have sold more booze in the last few days than they did over the holidays.
Well, sure.
Wow,
stock up on that.
And a snowplow driver in Massachusetts said, the snowstorm is finally going to show everyone how short-handed we are.
Oh,
and
no.
And how badly we need more drivers and operators.
Shoot. Now we...
And what's
now
that neighborhood going to do that we talked about yesterday that they lost their snowplow?
Oh, right. They don't have a snowplow now. Hope they find one before this weekend.
Oh, yeah. What a nightmare for them.
Yeah.
They're all going to die.
They might. Let's check in with positive Chuck to see how they're going
to
deal with this.
I had to kill one of my neighbors today because she had more supplies than me. But we're stuck.
You didn't have to eat them.
Well.
They're all going to die. Andy walked in on me listening to this morning, which was probably a little weird. I'm sure you wondered what the hell it was. But it's the new theme song for the Beijing Olympics.
Is that what that was?
Yes.
Oh. I don't ask a lot of questions.
Just move on.
You never know what's going on.
I'm like, here's some
bright
news.
Lights in Beijing.
Yeah. I was just like, maybe that's how
he does. Does Dave not have a gigantic bright light that is shining out?
Talk to James about it.
Yeah, it's like that artificial sun in China.
Yeah.
It's
like Dave, and was like, what are you? You tanning in there?
I lied yesterday morning.
Gone through my, I'm really affecting me, my seasonal affective disorder.
So you are tanning in there.
I'm not tanning. But I had this last year. I bought one of those artificial sun lamps.
But Dave, we've had a lot of sun this year.
But it's pointed at the door, though, right? Like,
no,
is it down? That's how bright it is. Like, I was walking by yesterday morning, and just out of the corner of my eye, I like kind of looked into his little crack in the door, and I'm like, oh, my retina's burning.
That's exactly what happened to me. No, honestly, I was
going to almost ran into Lisa.
It's crazy. It's like Dave had the brights on.
Exactly.
And there he was. I was like, come on.
Who's
they
hold it's the bright? It's facing towards me. It's not even facing towards
Dave,
the door.
I swear to God,
bright,
it is
I was going to say something about it, but again, with the music and everything, I was
I looked in there, and I was like,
you don't be up premature this weekend to make sure my retinas weren't burned
exactly.
out.
Exactly. It was like looking at an eclipse.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
is a bright, bright light.
It's so bright.
It's good for people with seasonal affective disorder. It gives like natural light.
I feel like it's not doing it. But whatever.
If it
makes you feel better, go for it. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I just wasn't ready for it. I was like, to me, what I thought is that you had a light that normally is like facing out, like down and shooting light down. And for whatever reason, it was folded down and shooting towards the door.
No.
Because it looks like three lights.
Light shining out the door.
Yeah. No.
It is the brightest light.
It bothered you too?
Yeah, you know that Seinfeld episode with the Kenny Rogers chicken light going through Kramer's window? That's how I feel when I walk by.
Yes.
I feel like
that's
Kramer. It. I'm like,
blinding. Whatever, you guys.
I swear to God, I was like, man.
Didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, no, I
need it. I need it to get through the winter.
We've had so much sun. What are you doing? You go.
It's been so great.
No, it hasn't. I
really hope it works. I really do.
It almost caused an accident between me and Lisa yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. I almost knocked, spilled
you
her coffee.
You couldn't see.
Yeah.
And you came
blinding you.
Listen, it's not ridiculous. I almost walked right into Lisa. She had a fresh cup of coffee.
It is that bright.
I'm going to get it so you guys can see it. Hold on.
No, don't bring it in here. I got to read. This is what gives me a migraine.
The light's out of control.
No, like I looked in and then, you get those spots.
It's crazy. Right?
You get those spots in your eyes.
Yes.
I all of a sudden had like three spots. I was like, oh, great. And that's usually what triggers my migraines.
He was just in Florida in December.
I know, but he's living that Florida life.
That light, when I walked in this morning, it was like an angel was appearing on his desk.
I swear to God, I didn't know what it was.
We only have one blindfold. Chuck, take your eyes.
Oh, my gosh. We need sunglasses.
Oh, my God. It's a real blindfold.
All right. Here
that's
it is.
Hilarious. Oh, my God. It looks like a spotlight.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh my Jesus.
Yeah.
So you point that at yourself?
Yeah, right like this.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Andy, Lisa, do you need a blindfold?
No.
You can dim it, I guess, but that's what I...
No, okay, so that doesn't even look like... I don't know what I was seeing. I was seeing the reflection of this.
If you turn the lights off, you could probably really tell.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll turn the lights off, but I don't even think you'll notice that the lights went off.
Oh, my...
Look how bright it is!
Stop!
It's crazy.
The thing is so
bright. Is that on max right now?
Yeah, that's
it. Or did you turn it down?
No, you can...
Oh, my God. Yeah, did they prove that those things don't work anyway, as far as if you're trying to get...
I don't know. I had one year because it was very gray that year.
And I know.
I don't think it really worked for me.
I think they've just sold sun-loving people on an idea.
Someone said, Jesus, I can hear that light turn on.
When you turned it on, all the lights in the building dim.
I'm actually, I bet our engineer is going to like run down here and make him unplug it.
No, stop it.
No, I mean, I don't know how much power that thing is using.
It's not.
It could be a fire marshal violation.
Listen, if we can't have a heater unit for Lisa, you definitely can't have that light on.
I didn't need a heater unit.
Well, I'm just saying, you can't. If you needed one, you can't have it.
Yeah, they've been banned.
I wasn't the one in the building that had a heater.
But also, it's like an artificial sun over here.
Yeah. It looks like Gandalf the White's about to.
Exactly. Like Dave's face is white like he's at a campfire at night.
It makes
he's going to tell me
good.
A ghost.
I don't care.
Does it, though? Does it?
It does. I like the light.
Does it?
You have to get rid of it right now because it's... I can't even look that way.
So here, I found it. It's a light therapy lamp. Oh, they've stopped selling it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's bogue.
Oh, geez.
Oh, geez.
It's 10,000
lumens?
Yeah.
Do they say why they stopped selling it?
No, it's just been discontinued.
Yeah.
I hope it's all right.
Yeah, hopefully they came up with a better model or something and not is causing blindness.
I mean, it's just, it's like what
I just read something that they say that sunlight, even if real sunlight's coming through a window,
that it cuts it out. It
doesn't do the same thing to you.
So you have to be out there.
You have to actually be underneath the sun.
Yeah,
I did look right at it. It did hurt. I just realized. I guess I'm not looking right at it.
No,
I
don't.
But this is the thing. When I looked in your office, and it was tough to tell because it was dark. Like, it's dark in the hallway when you come in. Mm-hmm. And then Dave has his door cracked just a tiny little bit, and I'll walk by, and then I was blinded by this light, but I thought I saw three things. So I don't know if it was reflecting. It was so bright, it was just reflecting off of different things in his office. Mm. But man, oh man.
But then it just got a hell of a lot brighter down here in Cape Coral. Turn it off!
Yeah.
I'm in Ohio and I just saw the light.
It's the crazy light.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes me feel good, so I don't care about you bastards in here.
I love the idea of taking a picture of our studio, but then like blasting light out of all the windows.
Out of it.
In the darkness.
They've turned it light on.
That's a good idea.
Normally, my office is pretty... I don't like the big fluorescent lights.
Yeah, you don't
use those.
So there's just a little one under my cabinets, and then I have a tiny little desk lamp, so it's not very bright in my office at all. So that, for me, just, you know...
Does your desk lamp fold down? Is it like a bar?
No, it comes straight out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right over like my papers that I'm working on.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to business here.
Okay, what were we talking about?
So Andy walks in on me.
Oh, okay. So imagine the light and then this.
Yes, okay.
So I'm previewing the new theme song for the upcoming Beijing Olympics.
Okay.
Which I believe could be the worst Olympics theme song anyone's ever made. It sounds amateur. Yeah. Like they got just a couple of people off the street to sing it.
So
I don't. These could be famous Beijing residents. I have no idea.
Yeah, no, we don't know.
I don't know who they are. Sorry, I'm not up on my Asian singers. But they just, to me, don't sound great. Here's a little taste of the new theme song. It's called Join Us in Winter. But even the video.
Come on over.
That's kind of it.
It's gonna be a fun, fun time.
Looking forward to a land of ice and snow.
Oh my God, I can't believe it's
we
in English.
To see the graceful, grateful.
Dude, it's just like what you were saying.
Time for us to shine the show. Hello, hello, yeah. Hello, hello. Breeze and the mountains, painting winter colorful.
They don't know what they're saying.
No.
Friends. Side by side, touch the sky.
Touch the sky.
So, hey, hey.
Oh, there's a rap party.
Wow. Make it to the rap.
Hold on.
Rap? Let's back up to the rap for a second here. For the snow floating, embellish this
ceremony. Look at a sky skis fly, what a backflip. Somebody's dancing on it. It's just a... No doubt that's a beautiful competition. I love winter and I love Olympics as well. They're so pure and splendid. Oh my God.
Amazing.
Oh my God. It's an Asian guy in an eight ball jacket.
I like it.
I knew you would. It's real. It's real indie.
She's gonna be blasting this driving home today. Different races and all colors.
I like the rap part.
Oh my God! I was like, awesome. This is an Asian rapper. You can tell because they're just saying like, "What a backflip!" Yeah. You know, like they're not. It makes no sense at all.
No,
they're like,
they don't know what they're singing. It looks
like. And somehow the length, like how they would describe, like. Hey, we'll see you in the wintertime.
So they're
probably like, come over in winter.
A Chinese version of it. And it just didn't translate well.
It just doesn't translate.
That rap was. It was just like, going to do the ski jump.
Yeah.
Time to watch a ski jump. Hockey prayers. Shooting the pass.
You did predict it before it even played.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's scary. I expected it to be just... You know, them singing.
Get locked in your home.
A bit challenged.
I think he's struggling a lot to
with the English
speaking,
words.
Oh, English.
Okay.
Yeah.
He, the way his mouth moves,
it's not
because there's somebody off camera going, "Scream, do better, I'll kill you. You don't
if
think good.
This doesn't bring people to our country. We will kill you both twice.
You too, 8-Bar. 8-Bar chicken, nice of that. You're a brick, brick. My dream and seed I sow. Hey, hey, we
stand together for the shared future. Oh, good. Oh, no. Now this man looks... This is a challenge rapper. Come and join us for dinner. Enjoy this game. 5-0 to go. Matter step into the Hall of Fame. All them big winner games. The spread is all winner. Winners are hammer games. Try to make the quarterback. Yeah, he's better than the last guy. Stand together. We hope our friendship will miss forever and ever. Come join us in winter. Like, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Come join us in winter.
Yeah, they don't know.
No. Like, it doesn't really translate to English.
I want to hear more from that 8-Ball rapper guy.
Oh, no, you don't. You really don't. He's dead now. They killed everyone
after that.
I think they killed everyone involved.
Did they realize, like,
okay, well, that's a rap. Killed him.
Yep. I want to hear the rapper guy a little bit more.
The first rapper. Embellish this ceremony. Does that make any sense? No doubt that's a beautiful competition. I love winter and I love Olympics as well.
I love Olympics as well.
I love winter and I love Olympics as well.
They're so pure and splendid. The Olympic spirit prevailed. We're gonna Beijing. So glad that we meet again.
We fight for one dream. But this world hand in hand. Yeah. Man.
Yeah. So you go there, one person gets COVID, they weld all your doors shut in your hotel room.
Forget about that whole COVID thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, let's not worry about that. Can't leave room for 3 weeks. Yeah. Rock it down. Yeah. We have a one case.
So it is. It's almost like them being like, everything okay.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we're
that's
friends.
It.
Let's be friends.
We didn't mean to make everyone world sick.
Yeah. Everybody happy now? Beijing.
Oopsie poopsie on that whole COVID thing.
Oopsie poopsie.
You know?
Yeah. Come to our town. Get rocked in. Well, don't worry. We'll bring you takeout again.
That's all they do. They lock you in your room and then they have... have like a fleet of people bringing takeout.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I think it missed the mark there.
Yeah, I think so.
It's quite the, incredible, powerful, inspirational thing.
They just, listen, they just had a city that I swear had two COVID cases, and they locked the whole entire city down and locked everyone in.
Well, that was the one where, remember, the girl was on a blind date at the guy's house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was the story. There was two cases there, and she got forced to stay with that guy at his place.
Yep. Look how terrified that man is. Right
oh, well,
look
come
at his
on.
Eyes.
It's very stressful there.
Yeah, there's somebody about to kill him.
Yeah, because if one I feel like, here you try an idea. Say I came up with an Olympic song, and I had to, like, show bosses, like, here's my Olympic song. Over here, they'd be like, oh, God, it's just not great. Can you maybe try it again, or maybe we need to find someone else. There, they're like, oh, my God, terrible. Kill him.
Yeah, we'll never see him again.
I don't want to see him ever again.
This guy looks like one of the BTS guys or
something. I think they've done it. They've picked him on purpose. Because he looks, and he's probably a big singer there.
Maybe.
Just
when you use Google Translate, it doesn't work out.
Well, no.
The rapper guy was like, "Are
you in winter and do a backflip? Ski jump is a cool one."
Yeah, that was
not
weird.
Great. Not great. Someone said, so let me get this straight. Dave turns on his sun lamp and listens to this in his office.
Yes, yeah, this is Dave's morning. Today. This is what makes Dave feel good.
Yep, absolutely. Inspirational music and bright lights.
Reminds him of Florida.
That's what I need to get me through.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What after-school club is causing some controversy in Ohio? The after-school Satan Club.
Wow, that's one of the coolest clubs.
I was never cool enough to be in that club.
Oh, my God.
In Warren County, Ohio, the Lebanon City Schools is asking the public not to gather or protest as the After School Satan Club meets for the first time in one of its district's buildings.
The Church of Satan's funny.
Yep.
They just troll everybody.
I know.
It's like the funniest thing. They probably would never do this program, and if they did, like, there would be something that would, like, actually probably be a positive thing just because they wanted to be a joke.
Yeah.
A chapter of the Satanic Temple's After School Satan Club is going to hold weekly meetings in the cafeteria at Donovan Elementary School for about an hour after classes end each week.
They're doing it at an elementary school. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's going to get people all revved up.
Of course it has. Furious parents and religious leaders have been protesting the school.
Yeah.
Last week, school officials had to release a statement to families that says, in part, the club is not a district or school-sponsored event. Lebanon City Schools does not endorse the activities or intent of this group or any other religiously affiliated groups offering after-school activities. They've had to put a safety plan in place just so this club could meet peacefully, they say.
So, what I don't understand is why is the school
do they have to,
getting
like,
involved
some,
in this? Like, is someone at the school?
Well, so, like, the Church of Satan does a lot of things that they're like, they want equality for their beliefs in line with what all other religions get.
Exactly.
And they don't worship Satan. They, like, worship earthly pleasures. And, like, living your life or something like
right.
that.
Right.
It's not like they, like, you know, bleed onto a pentagram.
Yeah, right? I mean, I'm only interested in that.
That's what you want to do?
Yeah, I want to do the bleeding stuff.
Well, so they had the first meeting last night, and looks like there was about six people outside who, like, were protesting. Yeah. Six people showed
six
up.
Of
so not quite the
most
outrage
powerful God's warriors
they had predicted.
Do you think God's ever just like, I'm so embarrassed of my people?
I don't think that happens.
It is what it is. One of them just had a sign that said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, man. That'll do it.
Yeah, so that
It's weird to me if I was in charge of a elementary school, even though I know that there, I'd be like, listen, I know you're just trolling everybody who's ultra religious and you're just, you know, like, this is your thing. I'm like, but we're going to pass.
Yeah.
You know,
just because of the disruption it would cause.
Yeah. I'm just like, I get it. That's great. But not at this elementary school, you know?
Ohio's a very conservative state.
Well, I would just not want any wacko to drive a truck through my elementary school wall or something.
Yeah, there is a chance for violence there.
Yep.
Honestly, just from people not understanding.
And that's it. I'm like, it's like, listen, you're trolling, but some of the people you're trolling are right on the edge of reality.
So this is what happens. They've provided space for a Christian good news program for years.
Oh, there you go.
And the Supreme Court ruled if you rent to secular groups, you can't keep any religious groups out. So either rent to everyone or you rent to no one.
Yeah. See, I'd rent to no one.
Yeah. That's the safest way.
Yeah, I would just rent to no one. I'd be like, no one's gathering.
Here's a little report on it.
Circulating today.
I think shock initially, anger.
They lashed out. It reads like a scouting club. Science projects, puzzles and games, arts and crafts projects, nature activities. It's the name and logo that drives them to outrage. The Satanic Temple After School Satan Club, grades 1 through 5. At Donovan Elementary, in the cafeteria for about an hour after school. This mom of a student there didn't want her face shown or her name used.
They're very impressionable, and it's just very uneasy for everybody.
So uneasy, okay. Superintendent Isaac Severs issued a statement saying, in part, the club is not a district or school-sponsored event. Lebanon City Schools do not endorse the activities or intent of this group or any other religiously affiliated groups offering after-school activities. The flyer tells parents their child will learn about benevolence and empathy, critical thinking, problem solving, creative expression, personal sovereignty.
You know, I think the concept is there. I just don't, with Lebanon being so conservative and most of our residents being conservative, I don't think it's the right club for third and fourth graders.
A parental permission slip would be needed. It appears the Satan Club is on solid legal ground. Donovan Elementary's provided space for a Christian good news program for years. A generation ago, the Supreme Court ruled if you rent to secular groups, you can't keep religious groups like Good News out, or you'd have to rent to no one.
Exactly, and I think we would choose the latter.
Wherever the Good News Club situates itself, the Satan Club is certain to try to follow. That's how it's been in a number of states, and despite the name, the group's mission statement says it does not try to convert children to Satanism, in fact, doesn't even believe in Satan, but to promote free inquiry, rationalism, and science.
So yeah. Teach kids to be free thinkers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but they use the Satan term here. Satan
because
they
know what it's going to lampoon religion.
Yeah,
right.
They set them up and they just spike it home.
Totally sidetrack here, but I just imagine someone from Lebanon being like, "Oh, Lebanon, Ohio.
Yeah,
oh, let's go." And be like, "What the hell?"
You think they're sitting around? They're like, you know, there's a very cool place. It's just like Lebanon.
It's named like us.
But it's in Ohio.
Ohio.
Yes, lovely Ohio.
That sounds like a wonderful place.
It's not. I looked it up.
Is it
terrifying?
I bet everybody Satan there is clubs. Beautiful and in shape.
Yeah, no.
Very forward thinking.
Yeah. Yep.
Nope. This next lady could possibly be a resident of Lebanon, Ohio, but she actually lives in Dallas. A plumber on a job in Dallas chose the wrong driveway to park his earth mover. He accidentally blocked in this woman's car.
Mm.
I guess they thought they were doing work at that house and then realized they got the wrong place. Well, the woman goes to back out and loses her crap. I can't let you listen to the actual audio, but it is posted at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. But here's what happened here.
She had just came outside and backed right up into the tractor. She knew it was right there.
I've got to go to a doctor's appointment.
Don't spit in my face.
Now.
out.
Ma'am, we're going to move it. Can you give me 2 seconds?
Doctor's appointment.
Can you give me 2 seconds?
She's going in a move.
Get on that thing and move it.
Okay, but you backed up into it on purpose.
She's in a nightdress.
She did it on purpose.
I believe she is in her nightdress holding her cup of coffee, but she claims she was heading to a doctor's appointment.
So she
gets out of her
it.
Car, and she gives him every bit of hell you can think of. Then she tops it off by getting back in the driver's seat and just laying on the horn.
I mean, this just happened to me, so I understand her.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was going to say.
It would just happen to me.
But they apologize and say, yep. Hey, we'll move it right away.
And then they park there again. And then
they're claiming
they apologized again.
The wrong address. That's why they thought they were doing work there.
I mean, I will say this. I don't want you to park any kind of machinery in my driveway, even if you're doing work at my house.
So what's happened?
Oh, that's my number.
No, yeah. Hello.
Hello there.
This lady had just came out.
Yeah, I'm on the lady side.
Yeah, that's irritating. I mean, but clearly she wasn't really going anywhere. She was just trying to make a point or whatever.
She wasn't having work done. They didn't get the address right.
But, like, you can just very coolly and normally
ask them to move
walk outside your house, right. Which is what I did. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, guys, just a heads up. I gotta, you know, leave.
You weren't in a pink moo-moo yelling at them?
He was.
I wasn't in a pink moo-moo.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
I wasn't yelling at them.
I wonder if the video will be out of that.
I do have it on my Nest. It's on my Nest cam. I saved it.
Chuck in his moo-moo.
Yeah.
It's his sleeping moo-moo.
God, if I ever start sleeping in a moo-moo, I'm on my way.
They do make male night shirts, right?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
We heard they were a trend recently. But yeah, there's a much nicer way to do it.
Yeah, you can handle it better than that.
Instead of the way she handled it, right. Going like this.
And this lady had just came outside and backed right up into the tractor. She knew it was right there.
I've got to go to a doctor's appointment.
Don't spit in my face.
Now.
Ma'am, we're going to move it. Can you give me 2 seconds?
Doctor's appointment.
Can you give me 2 seconds?
Get on that thing and move it.
Okay, but you backed up into it on purpose.
Why'd she back into it?
She did it on purpose.
I wouldn't back up into it. I wouldn't mess up my car.
Oh, my God. Imagine ruining your car.
No.
Well, she's obviously...
She's just out of
crazy that's broad. That's it. Well, honestly, it's everything she's ever probably hoped for. She probably sits and looks out her window...
For a confrontation.
And just waits and waits for something, and then finally she got her moment, you know? I'm going to ram it. If I don't kill someone...
She didn't see it, and they have to pay her damages. And
yeah, but I mean, even still, like... Going through all of that and fighting for all of that, is that worth it? Is that worth all the time?
Rational people, no.
No.
But to crazy old broads just waiting for confrontation, possibly.
Like, and believe me, it was not fun having my driveway blocked 3 times. But I just stayed there in my car on my way home and just waited. They see you and then they're like, oh my God, we made a big mistake. Yep, you did. That's okay, though. We'll all make it.
We've talked about a lot of idiot criminals who have hidden drugs in obvious places, thinking that they'll somehow get away with it, like hiding a brick of cocaine inside an airtight bag and writing cocaine on it. But maybe we should call these next people stupidly clever criminals. A gigantic shipment of 20,000 coconuts was confiscated at a Colombian port recently, just before the coconuts were supposed to be shipped out to Italy. And that's because the coconuts were filled with liquid cocaine.
Oh, wow.
Unclear how the scheme was discovered, but it's possible that security scanners would be able to detect the unusual density inside the coconuts. This sort of thing has been attempted in the past. Basically, someone uses a syringe to extract the real liquid. Mm-hmm. Then they pump it up with liquid cocaine, and then they cover the hole with a little bit of resin.
Imagine there was a snafu with those. And they're making your coconut drink.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That'd kill you.
Coconut cocaine drink? Coconut drink?
Yeah!
Craziest beach party.
Yeah, and then it's done. Yeah, and then you're dead. Then you're dead.
The coconuts are currently being analyzed at a lab. The case still under investigation, so it's unclear who was even sending the coconuts and who was supposed to be receiving them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
They probably smuggle that stuff and all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah. But that's pretty advanced technology.
Yeah, it wouldn't be can, one that you would think to look in.
No,
yeah.
But you can determine between like coconut water and, you know, liquid cocaine. So there must be a
like a, either a weight. It's a different weight. It's not as maybe that coconut milk is really dense, so it makes it heavier. And like there's just they were too light or yeah. I don't know.
When you guys were 9 years old, how much money do you think you had to your name?
Well, if I had $5, that was going to be burning a hole in my pocket to go get a G.I. Joe. I can tell you that right now. So nothing. I would have had nothing.
Yeah.
All of my money was in toys.
Well, I have to tell you about the richest child in Africa who's 9 years old. Owns his own fleet of supercars and a collection of mansions as well.
Was he just born on a diamond mine or something?
9-year-old Mohammed Awal Mustafa goes by Mamfa Jr.
Yeah.
And he set up his own Instagram where he shows off his eye-watering fortune. There he is. There.
He's a pretty cool kid.
Yeah. That's all his stuff.
That's all his. Yeah, those are his G.I. Joes. I had G.I. Joes.
He has Ferraris. He's not impressed by any of it, does he?
Well, it's just his life, you know? He has never known anything but this.
That is a crazy perspective to have.
It honestly is.
His little Fendi outfit.
Is that what that is? I knew it was some sort of designer. Look at that.
Holy I always hell. Just think, how much security does this person have to have?
Oh, I'm sure a ton.
Because you're in Africa where just people just... Everyone's got an AK-47, and they decided to take all your stuff.
Like a compound.
Yeah, I bet too.
Mohammed is the son of multimillionaire Ismaila Mustafa. He made his wealth being the CEO of Mamfa Bureau de Change.
What is that?
I don't have no idea. So his dad's not shy about showing off his own, you know, private jets and luxury homes. But his son could soon eclipse his dad. The 9-year-old's page is filled with pictures of supercars and money and clothes he wears, some just entirely clad in Gucci. He poses with the cars that he owns. His dad has purchased all sorts of things for him.
Yeah. So dad is really, really wealthy.
Right.
Yeah.
His dad bought him his own mansion. That after he did something worthy of the praise.
That kid's doomed, right? Like, I mean, this kid is going to end up being one of those, you know...
Douche nozzles?
No, he could, like, lead a whole revolution over there or something. Like, he could just take over the whole country with his army.
So he wears two watches, two...
Well, they're both diamonds.
Not one, but two. He's going to be... He's probably already a little 9-year-old douchebag.
Sure.
Right?
If I just know how douchey my own kids are, and they don't have a you know,
they don't have their own mansions and supercars.
1/32nd of anything like this.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's a douche yet.
No, not at all.
Oh, I don't know. I get a total douche vibe.
I feel like they're forcing him into this. Yeah. I do. I honestly don't want to wear this.
I don't want to wear this stupid shoes.
He'd probably rather play with G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
You know, instead he's
How weird must that make him feel when there's... Everybody else around his age over there is probably, like, not doing that well.
I don't even know if he's around people.
Yeah.
If you've that... Because...
You couldn't. You'd be afraid of him getting taken.
Yeah,
or...
I was going to say. I didn't want to say it, but...
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think
like
of that.
I'd take him in a second if I was, like, a poor guy in Africa. Like, we're going to take
care of this.
Oh, this
is his dad, by the way. So his dad's... The showman.
I just would love to know what they do.
I don't know what that means. He was the chief executive officer of Mamfa Bureau de Change.
Yeah, is that like a charity? And like, this is how you...
Wow, look at this $300,000 watch he has.
Yeah.
That's crazy. What are these people that make $300,000 watches? That's got to be a crazy venture.
I know.
I hope people buy it.
Right? We're all in on one watch.
Crazy.
Where's his mom?
I don't know. There's no pictures of her. And it doesn't mention her in the article at all. Is that her? No, she's too young, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's... Well, I don't know if that... She's 26, his current wife.
That's his wife, yeah.
So she would have been...
A lot younger.
17 when she had
him. 9 years ago.
If that's his mom.
Yep. Yeah, it seems like he just makes him recreate... He makes his son recreate the photos he likes to take.
Including lying shirtless in piles of money.
Right.
He's very happy about having money.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
It does very, sound very like happy. It's a charity that he runs to, which is kind of...
I'm looking it up right now.
But maybe not.
Yeah.
But it would suck to give to a charity and then see the...
Yeah.
Guy
like
out
that's
a bunch
where
of money.
It goes. That's
it's
where
a
it all goes.
Currency exchange service.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So he makes just, a ton of money
like
if he raped you when you go to exchange your money from him.
Yeah, he's
from the
guy.
Sounds of it. Yeah, I feel like you're raising the world's biggest douchebag, but...
To me, it's like a warlord. You're,
yeah.
You could be
yeah.
possibly raising the next
you're just
warlord.
Putting a giant target on yourself,
that
too.
Yeah, over there.
Yeah, putting it all out there like that. Everything
it'll make people
have.
Mad, right?
Right. They'll want to take
I know
it
I'm
from
mad.
You.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are mad. But that is the richest 9-year-old in Africa. We told you earlier this week about that Weekend at Bernie's type pension scheme that happened in Ireland. Well, cops have made a move in that case. In case you missed it, two men were seen propping up the body of a dead man in an Irish post office as they were trying to get his pension checks. Once they realized that this was the body of Peter Doyle, who was 66 at the time, and that he was no longer functioning.
Yeah.
Once the people caught on at the post office, the two guys made a run for it.
They just dropped him.
They did. They dropped him right there. They left his dead body in the post office.
Mm-hmm.
Police were able to track down the two guys this week. They brought them in for questioning. One of them was released without charges. The other, Declan Haney, apparently was this guy's 40-year-old nephew. And now he's facing two counts of deception for trying to access his uncle's pension on two separate occasions.
Hmm.
You have a real douchebag of a nephew.
Terrible nephew.
You're dying.
I think
and
people
all they can think of is
do that a lot, though. They'll take the dead and try to take their...
Yeah, most of the time they don't bring him to a place.
Right.
They just, go,
yeah.
they just like continue to cash their checks,
right.
You know?
Pretend they're alive.
Yeah.
Not make them appear to
they
be
go
alive.
Full Weekend at Bernie's.
Because I think we've seen people dress up.
Oh, yeah.
As an older person?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Some girls couldn't sleep after a ghost at a haunted hotel called them a bitch.
Yeah, that'll keep me up all night.
These two female ghost hunters say they had a frightening experience at this so-called haunted hotel in the UK. They also claim that one of the ghosts called them a bitch. And they could also smell rotten meat and heard gunshots.
That's terrible. That's a terrible hotel.
It is a really bad hotel. Here's a little bit of this if you want to hear it. This is them using some sort of ghost listening device.
Hello? Is someone here with us? If there's anyone here with us, are we in your room?
So they bleeped it out for some reason, but he says, you bitch, you bitches.
So I'm in the other room, like a sweet.
The rotten meat's just your farts.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it always smells.
The
beef smell.
22-year-old Jessica and 19-year-old Ellie, they're from the Isle of Man. They traveled to Liverpool to stay at the Adelphi Hotel because it's been reported to be a very haunted hotel. They said they didn't feel right the second they got there. They could feel people going through them.
Mm.
They noticed their room went from really warm to freezing cold. They heard a gunshot at one point, and then they had this spirit box, as they call it, that picked up all sorts of things that someone was saying, including calling them bitches.
Yeah, that spirit box, it's crazy because it's like intentionally just full of crazy staticky noise.
Yeah. It'll have like fragments of words.
Yeah.
I think it's always just like coincidence that some like a word forms, but those ghost hunter people are like, oh my god, oh.
Yeah.
Or it just picks up like a signal, another audio signal of something, right?
Yeah. I think that we should have legislation that says you can't do a ghost show until you got footage of like a Civil War soldier or something.
Yeah, like it's not real until we
just
see one
be running around rooms going, is anybody here? Is it bothering you that I'm here?
You need actual proof of something.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if like a general walked through a wall or whatever, all of a sudden you're asking them that question and like then it gets serious.
Every ghost show I watch, it's always like absolutely no sound. Mm. And then everybody goes, what was that?
Yeah.
What was that? Did you hear that? Did you catch it on the...
on the you're spirit reader?
Yeah, oh my God.
There's a little bit more of it here where they...
Is it the camera? Do you want us to turn off the camera?
Said don't try it.
I don't know what that thing is.
To pull out.
Oh, they got those little sticks too, the little to find water.
Is there anybody here with us?
Could be that gay ghost who doesn't like bitches in his room.
Oh my God.
Like, just get out of here, you bitches.
Oh my God. You guys are annoying. Do you know how many times you've asked if I'm annoyed you're here? Yes. I am. I'm a ghost. I wish I could just choke you to death. I can't. I can't do anything. I'd walk through you like 100 times. You're not getting it. You don't get it.
Like, they are, to me, the two of the most annoying ghost hunters of all time.
Yep. Yep. They really, really are.
Yeah.
If you want to see them, we put a link to the story up at Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I only trust the fattest of ghost hunters.
The real fat ones, dude, there's something there. There's, you can always trust a fat butcher.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can always
a fat cook.
A fat cook, a fat butcher, and a fat ghost hunter.
That's where I put all my money.
You're going to have absolutely no line.
No. The trifecta big guy jobs.
Yeah. Right.
Trust me, this is all I do.
Yep.
Well, this isn't neat.
Yeah. I just think they stayed at a bad hotel.
Right.
Listen to Molly Meats. And,
yeah.
Because
it
gets really bad reviews.
At least I've already looked at
yeah, that's all the hotel.
Yeah, I was trying to see if there's any other ghost situations there.
Lisa's like, that's all this ghost stuff is interesting, but I'm going to check the reviews.
I just wanted to see if there was any other ghost stories on here. Like if people had some interactions and they just say that it smells and there's no, you know, it's a bad place to stay.
It's like the idea is like everybody doing like a seance and then Lisa walks in, you know, and she's like, hey.
Did anybody check Google?
Yeah, don't stay here. Every room smells like meat.
People, like you said, we're just calling them bitches, I guess.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a question for you. Have you ever woken up in the hospital?
Yes.
If you have, what led to that? How did you get there? If you want to share your story, you can. Nothing tragic, please. 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Text us at 46969. And if you want to email, it's email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. What happened that led to you waking up in the hospital? A few people have been sharing these stories online. A guy was riding his bike, woke up in the hospital.
Yep, same.
Found out he'd been hit in the head by a flying squirrel.
Were you hit in the head by a flying squirrel too, Chuck?
No, it was much worse.
Obviously fell off his bike, passed, you know, knocked right out. Ambulance came, took him to the hospital. He did not recall anything until he woke up.
That's a crazy story.
In the hospital.
The squirrel part is really crazy.
Yeah, like for me, it was, I was going to Eugene's. I was riding my bike to Eugene's and my clothes got stuck.
At what age? Under 10?
Kid. He was a kid.
Yeah, I was a kid. So maybe 7th grade, something like that. I don't know. I mean, I don't remember anything of the actual thing, just loose memories of, and I don't know if it's just my brain has put it together over stories that people have told me.
And you hit your head and never been the same.
I've never been the same. I don't remember anything anymore.
Right.
Right.
But it changed you forever.
Yeah, I do think it did some damage to me, but it was very weird to wake up and then, because I didn't know what had happened. I just woke up and I'm in a hospital room, and that's nuts.
That's scary.
Like, that's nuts.
Like, anyone that I'm thankfully that's never happened to me.
I would never.
Chuck's the only one on the show. Yes. I think that's ever happened to,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine the feeling of like opening your eyes and being like, how did
what
I
happened?
Get here?
Yeah, it's got to be pretty frightening.
Well, because I was awake the whole time. Like, I was awake a bunch. Like, I was walking around. Like, it wasn't like I was out cold. I was living life. But I had no memory at all. And so then when they brought me to the hospital and they, like, hooked me up to everything and then they made me go to sleep or whatever, and it was, like, I don't know how many hours later. Like, they were all interacting with me. I don't remember anything. And then I finally went to sleep, and when I woke up, my memory clicked again. And I could, like, remember things. So then that was when I woke up that time. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in a hospital. What the heck is going on? And then it stuck with me.
What about you? How did you wake up in the hospital? What led to that? We'll start in Tampa. Hey, Charles, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing pretty good, thanks. How did you lead to waking up in the hospital?
Well, I was 18, and I just got out of culinary arts school. And I was traveling around a bit in Texas and saw a big sign that says, sign up for a local rodeo. And I did, for a pretty decent prize. I was riding a bull named the Devil's Hoof Print.
Oh my goodness.
Hold on. You finished culinary school and yep. You decided to join a rodeo.
No, I moved to Texas to do some studying at some local culinary places. And I needed some extra money.
Okay. So you were like, I'm going to ride a bull tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Brave 18-year-old. So as soon as they open the gate, the bull swings left, the bull swings right, tips forward, and knocks me backwards off of it.
Yep.
As soon as I fall backwards, I get up to run the opposite direction as they instructed. And as soon as I stood up, the bull went head down, behind up, hoofs straight into the air, right into the side of my head.
How big was this bull?
2,000 pounds.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. Just...
Well, you're lucky you still have a head.
Yes.
When I was kicked in the head, I was 6'1". Now I'm 6'2".
He stretched him out.
No
stretched
way. His head out. It stretched you an inch? Dude.
It stretched his head.
When I was kicked, I saw the video. I flew against a freaking wooden barricade and slammed against it. I woke up 6 days later in the hospital.
Yeah, 6 days. Like, Jesus. So that's it. You know, my bike crash was about a day and a half. 6 days. Yeah. Days. You lost 2,000-pound bull.
I lost 6 days because of a giant chunk of steak.
Any lasting damage?
Well, I do have a bit of memory loss problems, and I get migraines now when it gets really cold.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh.
Cold migraines.
Yeah.
That's no good.
No, not at all, man. All right, Charles. Glad everything else is okay, though. Thanks for calling in.
See ya. Have a good day, guys.
Yep, see ya. There's more going on.
When you asked if there was any lasting effects, I thought he was going to be like, hi, I'd like to tell you guys a story.
Yep.
Again.
Yeah. Oh, Charles. Oh, yep. Charles. That's get some help, Dan. What led to you waking up in the hospital? That's the question right now. And Dave's up next. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Booty douche.
Yes, booty douche to you.
To you as well.
Uh-huh.
So when I was 18, I was working for a shingle recycling factory, and I got my arm caught in a conveyor belt, and it ripped my thumb off.
Oh.
And, yep, I got down from the machine, took my glove off and sleeve, realized my thumb was just hanging on by a piece of skin, and out I went.
I get that. I get that. I'd want to be in, I want to fall out too. I'd want to just pass
I think
out.
Some people, there's just nothing you can do. It's just your, that's your body's reaction.
Yeah, can't handle it. Must shut down.
Mm-hmm. Like I just saw a video.
Well, I just want to find out. Yeah. Did your thumb get
put it?
Yep. They sewed it back on, but I have no meat in my thumb. You know how you got like a palm, you know, a muscle on your thumb there. Yeah. Your thumb palm meat. Yeah. That's gone. So it's pretty much just like a plank.
Yeah, the old thumb plank.
All right, Dave.
Yeah, it's
thumb
not.
Plank.
Yeah, at least it's sort of there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, shaking people's hands is pretty weird, but, you know. Yeah.
Hey, it's there, true. Though, man. Thanks for calling. Still there. You have a good day.
Yep.
Yeah, the old thumb.
I just saw a video of, like, it's a guy, and he somehow was convinced by his girlfriend to... She wanted to wax. He had hair from his belly button sort of down, but he had pants on and everything. But she wanted to wax that little bit of hair off, and it was hurting him so bad. He was freaking out. And then at one point she pulled it and he passed. He was standing up and he passed right out.
Oh my God.
And he just passed out from it.
From the pain of
hair
wax?
Yeah, and that thing, you don't know what your pain level is. And that's
wimpy.
Pretty. It's pretty fragile.
That's
it's
guys. Pretty. That's guys
was,
for you.
He was fragile. He was fragile. But yeah, it was dangerous. I thought it was really dangerous.
Thumb, I get, but yeah. Like, waxing.
Well, he was overreacting.
You big Delta waxing.
Yeah, he was overreacting.
And you're out. I wouldn't let my girlfriend share that.
No. I don't know if he's even with us anymore after that. I mean, he passed out from it. Nothing came off. Like, it was just, you just grabbed it and was trying to get it. And
Jesus.
He passed right out.
What do you, it's like, if he even got the slightest injury, he'd be in a coma.
He would be in a coma, yeah.
Shannon's in Boston. Shannon, how did you wake up in the hospital?
Penis. So I was on pretty much a first date. We had a mutual friend. We were at his house. And I was pretty drunk, so the guy that I was seeing called a taxi for us. And as we were walking out the door, I sort of went first. And there was no railing on like, the patio and no light. And it was pretty late, and I just walked right off, and I landed in the driveway.
How high up was the patio?
About 12 feet.
Oh, you just walked right off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
12 feet.
So, like, when he tells the story, he's like, I just turned around, and she was gone. So our taxi pulled up and sees him sort of like hovering over me, trying to see if I'm okay. And then he calls the police because he thinks it's like a domestic situation.
Oh yeah.
And the police call the ambulance, and, they sort of like shine a light in my eye. They get me into the back of the ambulance. He gets in there with me. And then I just wake. I don't remember any of it. I woke up in the hospital in a neck brace with a severe concussion, and I couldn't stop like throwing up.
Oh yep. Gosh.
Jesus. It was terrible.
Oh,
yeah, we want to put a railing on that 12-foot patio.
No, but I'm guessing no more dates.
Yeah, no, we're still together now. It's been 6 years.
Oh, my. Well, damn. Once you go through something like that, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I remember waking up, and I was like, oh, nice work, Shannon. You ruined this. But the best part about this whole story is, so I live, like, in a small town, North Andover, just north of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
The ambulance driver knows my brother really well. So I don't remember seeing him, but when he got there, he was like, oh, this isn't a domestic like issue. This is just Shannon. She's probably just drunk. No worries.
Oh my God.
Oh, perfect.
I mean, I was like 25 at the time. So yeah. I'm like better now. Yeah.
Yes. Well,
glad it worked out, Shannon. Yeah. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day. Stephanie's in Cape Coral. Stephanie, how did you wake up in the hospital?
Well, I was living out in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and the oxygen concentration is lower there than living at sea level. I had a lot of problems with my asthma. One day, I had a really severe attack. We called 911, and the ambulance got there, and I said, okay, let's go. And I took a step, and I collapsed and quit breathing. And I had a near-death experience. I was on my way to heaven.
Yeah.
Angels on each side of me.
Absolutely.
And
like
yeah, while all this was going on, they were intubating me and, of course, got me on the stretcher and took me to the ambulance and hospital and all that. And I woke up as they were wheeling me down the hall. But I knew exactly what had happened. I was intubated, and I was trying to talk because I wanted to tell everyone I had a near-death experience. I was on my way to heaven.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Yeah, that is.
Guess you can't live there, though. Right, Stephanie?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
You need better oxygen. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. You got to go somewhere else.
Yes, you do.
You can't be living. Move.
Someone said, younger, I was playing Jackass holding onto a car while on a snowboard.
Mm-hmm.
There was no snow on the ground, though.
Oh, stupid.
Woke up in the hospital. Thankfully, yeah. I'm okay now. Tried an edible for the first time, someone else says. Way too much.
Oh, boy.
All I remember is screaming nonstop, and then I'm in the hospital.
Oh, man. Yeah, drugs are not for you.
No. Turns out I have seizures. And I had my first one while I was greening out. Totally unrelated, just horrible timing.
Huh. Wow.
Just imagine I have like a really potent brownie and just...
I was so pissed that you were at my house and had an edible for the first time and started just screaming.
Are
like
you
that.
Out of control?
Like,
calm down, Dave! Dave! Sit on the couch, man! Watch! Rick and Morty, eat some snacks!
It is chill. It's a very bizarre thing to be around when someone tries something for the first time and they have a extreme paranoid reaction from it.
Right.
Where the rest of you are not paranoid.
Yeah.
And then, but they are, and you're trying to be like, dude, it's okay, man. Like, it's everything's fine or whatever, but it's gonna, you know... It's going to last for a certain amount of time.
It stopped me from doing things because you know my tolerance level for any kind of medication.
Yeah.
So I was always so terrified of what, how like, I'd react to stuff.
Right.
It is a weird thing to take like hallucinogenics for the first time because you don't know what they're going to do.
Right.
No.
Like you just like, kind of know
real
the stories.
Fear, yeah.
And they're rolling the dice.
It's nothing like what the stories tell you.
Yeah.
But then some people have, it's different for everybody. Like what happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be like, I know how to help you.
But it would suck to be around someone that was freaking out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know what, especially if I was on drugs, too. Right. I'd be like, you're not figuring it out. Yeah, I'm out.
You got to get in the other room, yeah.
You just ditch them. Let's go to Rhode Island, and DJ's with us. DJ, what happened that led to you waking up in the hospital?
All right, let me first stop by saying penis and balls.
Balls.
Penis.
Penis.
When I was 15 years old, I was hit by a car. And I was in a coma for a month, and by the time I woke up, I remember seeing my parents and everyone standing around me, and you know, I was getting beaten, bashed in the bed around in the hallways. And I got put into my room, and they're asking me all these questions. You know, what's your name? I wasn't supposed to remember anything, but I did. I was able to walk, and that's when I saw her, sweet, sweet Lori. She was one of the nurse people, I guess, who was taking my vitals. And let me tell you, my first crush. I was 15. She must have been in her 20s. I don't even know where she is anymore. But that's...
She made quite an impression on you.
Yeah.
Forget all the month coma stuff.
Yeah. Coma and for a month, but sweet, sweet Lord.
That's how they know you're back as a guy. You're like, oh. And then you wake up.
Oh,
you're
he's
like,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, that chick's hot. What's your name? I don't know my name. I don't know anything about myself, but that chick is hot. I know that I should be after her.
He never forgot her, too.
No.
All these years later.
Lori.
His 15-year-old coma. He still remembers Lori. Next, we're going to head over to Port Charlotte, and Brian's with us. Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. So how did you wake up in the hospital? What led to that?
So when I was going through college, I lived in a less than reputable apartment building, and because, you know, I was poor. And apparently, I was on the third story, and someone on the first story had a meth lab set up, and apparently lit up a cigarette or something, and it blew up.
Oh, God.
And, I mean, I went to bed that night, and I woke up in the hospital. They had to pull a lot of people out of that thing. So, you know. Man.
Wow, you've got
like a whole building
exploding meth lab.
Yeah, like collapsed or something.
Yeah. It was not a fun time.
No, I'm sure it wasn't. I'm sure it wasn't, but glad you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Survived an exploding meth lab. Probably one of the original ones. If he's, you know, if he was he four?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I don't know when they started cooking that stuff up. And
I don't know the history
rooms.
Of meth that much. It's older than you think.
Right. It's probably been around a lot longer than we realize.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good way to wake up.
Nope.
No.
After a medical explosion.
Okay, so here's a question.
There's got to be some kind of training for medical people, right? Like, to deal with people that are waking up in the hospital, because you could probably freak somebody out and have them hurt one of your nurses.
Well, I know, like, a nurse was very, very cool to me when she realized, oh, okay, he's remembering. You know, like, she did a very good job of, like, trying to explain everything, because it was in the middle of the night. Like, I woke up, and it was, like, 3 a.m. or whatever. And so I woke up and I was kind of like messed up, and someone walked by and came in and they're like, hey, how's everything? And I'm like, I don't know what's going on right now. And she was like, ah, okay, here we go. Explain the scenario.
Right. So I guess they're used to that. You know, how to walk them through coming back around. A few more calls here. The question that we have is, how did you wake up in the hospital? What led to that moment? Next up, we're going to go to, Zoe is in Boston. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What happened with you?
Well, I was at work and there was a bunch of, wood that was falling, and like because it was windy.
Okay.
It was outside. It was in March, and, I tripped over a rope and, I smashed my head on the back of a pickup truck, which snapped my neck, and then I smashed my head under the pickup truck. So then I woke up in the hospital like 5 days later, not knowing what happened at all. And my kids were there, my mom was there, but I don't remember them for 5 days. And they said I was up talking, but so I broke my C1 and my C2, and I had pins in my neck. And I can't work. I had to sell my motorcycle because I can't turn my neck.
Yeah, it's tough to.
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, that's it.
Can't
that sucks.
Check your blind spot.
That sucks. Yeah. So they had to fuse them together.
Yeah, they had to take a slice of my hip bone and use it to fuse the bones of my neck.
Yeah.
Am I on the radio right now?
Yes, you are.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
Okay. Glad you like it.
Yeah.
Zoe, was this a construction site or something? How did just wood fall on you?
Yes, it was a construction site.
Oh, okay.
I went to school for architecture, so I was it was a new job, and it was just me. I was the assistant super, and the super and the project manager were there. So for 45 minutes, I think I was under the truck. Nobody knew I was there.
Oh
my goodness.
Dear
God.
And so I went
just
to,
found
I
you.
Tried to move. I tried to move and I put weight on my right leg and it was like there was no signal to my brain.
Ooh,
it was the weirdest thing ever.
And then
I finally wiggled my way out of under the truck, and then I put my hand in my hair, and there's blood all over my hand.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
And then I was in and out of consciousness. Like I saw my hard hat roll away, and then I probably passed out again. And apparently two subcontractors walked by and said, are you okay? And I'm like, my knees, I was like, it was like the Wicked Witch of the West. It was just my knees sticking out of the bottom of the pickup truck. That's how bad I was.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Zoe, glad you're okay enough to call in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm cool. I'm so happy that I got to be on the radio.
Well, there you go.
Well, yeah.
Thanks a lot.
All you had to do was break your neck to get
on the
radio. That's
it. That's all you had to do. Nothing much.
I mean, right? It's like, I don't know what's next. I'll have to do something to up that one.
No,
yeah,
no,
don't, no.
Not worth it. Not worth it. Just a dumb radio show.
Yes.
Thanks for calling in, Zoe. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, too.
See ya.
Bye.
On Instagram, someone said, was sucker punched in Detroit. Fell on my face.
Mm.
Woke up in the hospital with a concussion.
Oh. Yeah. It's weird, like those high grade concussions, you know, like, because I don't know how many I've had in my life playing sports, and it's, you know, you get your bell rung a little bit for a little bit, and it comes right back. But those, the ones that last, it really messes you up.
Yeah, it can be lasting.
Oh, effect. For sure.
It really messes you up.
Was run over by a gravel truck, someone said.
I don't know how you lived.
Woke up in the hospital 6 days later. Did you have any bones left?
I mean, my question. It's a giant gravel truck.
It's a gravel truck.
Now, their bones are like gravel.
Yeah, oh, exactly. My God. Someone else texted in, I got bit by a black widow spider. Woke up in the hospital. The nurse said I was telling her I was going to get spider powers like Spider-Man.
You're just going to have diarrhea.
Yeah, yeah.
Nurse Andy's going to bring you back down to earth.
You don't have a bicep left.
You have no powers.
Melted away.
have a giant hole in your bicep.
Kyle, yours just happened 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
What happened to you?
I just was, I was on a construction site. We were opening catch basins to find measurements, and I was walking away from my boss, and his back was turned to me, and I don't remember. He just said that all of a sudden I fell over, and I started seizing, and I woke up in an ambulance with a neck brace around me, and I was fine afterwards, but apparently I was out for like 15, 20 minutes, and I just don't remember anything.
Do you...
It's a crazy...
Have you ever had that happen to you before?
Nope, never. Not that I know of, at least.
Well, let's hope they get to the bottom of that, then.
Yeah.
You don't want to just keep passing out while walking down the street.
No. Just, my dad just had a episode where... He like had a seizure or whatever, and it turned out that it was they gave him medication, and they gave him way too much of it. And one of the side effects of taking too much of it is you'll have a seizure or whatever.
Oh God!
And it was just crazy. But this is the thing, like finding out though is such a
relief.
It's such a relief, you know. You find out like why you had something like that, but it's just weird that people are just walking around like normal, and then. You're just out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, lucky they were able to figure it out.
Yeah.
Someone said when I was a kid, I thought I could fly like Superman. So yeah. I jumped off a chair and woke up in the hospital. Turned out I had hit my head on the driveway.
Ooh. At least it was just a chair, though. He didn't, like, climb on a roof or anything.
Which my cousin did, and luckily my dad climbed up there and got him down.
Yeah.
I have this weird memory of, like, testing out with one of those soldiers with the parachutes.
Oh, yeah.
And then... taking like a Meyer bag or like thinking a grocery bag and like seeing if that would be able to make me do the same thing.
Mm.
I'm lucky I tested that. I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think a grocery bag.
Research and development.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God you did that.
I was like, I crunched the numbers. And, doesn't look like I think I'm going to need an actual parachute to do that.
So. Ratios are off.
Yeah. Good thing.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.